By the time King Crimson arrived at Lark's Tongues in Aspic, Robert Fripp had essentially burned down the house and rebuilt it out of scrap metal, violin strings, and fire rituals. Gone were the lush Mellotron symphonies of In the Court of the Crimson King, and what replaced them was stranger, sharper, and infinitely more dangerous, a Frankenstein's monster of avant-garde classical rigor, proto-metal aggression, and meditative jazz drift. The record opens with a whisper that quickly spirals into chaos. Lark's Tongue in Aspic Part 1 isn't a song as so much as an initiation rite. Clinking percussion, courtesy of Jamie Marr, sounds like kitchen cutlery being sacrificed to the gods of rhythm, while David Cross's violin slices through the mix like a man possessed. John Wetton's bass rumbles low and mean, and then without warning, the entire band detonates in angular riffs that still sounds like the blueprints for math rock and prog metal decades later. This is an album about extremes. Book of Saturday is delicate, almost fragile, like Fripp and Wetton are admitting that, yes, even titans of experimental rock sometimes needs to come down from Olympus and write something heartbreakingly human. But then Exiles pulls you back into the strange King Crimson paradox, soaring beauty layered with unease as you're floating in sunlight while watching storm clouds mass on the horizon. But it's its twin title track that defines the album. Lark's Tongue in Aspic Part 1 and 2, these are not just compositions, they're organisms. They shift, breathe, and convulse. Part 2 in particular is all sharp angles and single rift hammered until it becomes something hypnotic, violent, and eternal. It's like the sound of iron being forged, sparks flying in every direction. Listening to Lark's Tongue in Aspic is like watching a tightrope walker balance between chaos and clarity. One moment you're lost in freeform improvisation, the next thing you're being bludgeoned with riffs that could level a building. It's not an easy listen, but it's an essential listening. An album that split open progressive rock and let a little madness seep into it. And this is King Crimson at their most unhinged and, paradoxically, their most disciplined. It's a record that doesn't just push boundaries, it sulks them. It cuts them into ribbons and reassembles the pieces into something brand new. So Lark's Tongue in Aspic is less an album and more of a survival exercise. It demands patience and curiosity and tolerance for the unsettling. But in return, it rewards you with some of the most innovative, unnerving, and flat-out thrilling music of the 1970s ever produced. So if you haven't listened to this album, check it out. Let me know what you think.